From Midtown Manhattan, New York City, to the world, Tom Sullivan is on now.
Yep, here we are. Happy Monday to you on this Get Back to Work Monday, the 25th day of September, 2017. My name is Tom Sullivan. I was a little off subject here. I was just looking at a weather map. I'm kind of a weather weenie. It's 92 in Chicago. That is warmer than Florida. It's 90 in Buffalo, New York right now. What's going on? So, yeah, there's the eastern half of the country is having a summer day today and probably tomorrow. So what is there something bigger here that we need to pay attention to? So it's so easy sometimes for people to, or companies, executives, you name it, they see only as far as their nose. You've got to look further out and go, what's going on? The NFL. My gosh, this is an organization, a club that has built itself a brand that is huge and is popular. And yet they have, there's a sea change going on. And if I was involved with the NFL, I would be concerned. The sea change is you've got this kind of thing going with the protest and everything else. You've got the concussion question, to where there's a lot of parents who are not letting their young boys play football, which leads toward what will the future crop of players be like? I don't know. There's a lot of money involved, but will the money still be a lot of money? Or are they going to have to reduce that? Because, again, advertisers, I can tell you from experience, they don't want to be associated with any entertainment, any program, anything that is controversial. They're all afraid of their own shadows. So I know there's smaller advertisers that don't mind, but I'm talking about the General Motors of the world, that crowd. They are not going to get involved with anything that has a controversy. And so as the NFL last year was a minor controversy, this year it has exploded. We're only, 3 weeks into it? Has exploded. Will the Super Bowl be protested? Will they not fill the stands? You start thinking, where is the NFL going? Then you get into the habits of young people. And remember that the audience, the typical demographic for the NFL is male, young, income of less than $100,000. That group, however, is also a group that has cut their cable cord, cut their telephone cord. They're getting their entertainment off of YouTube. The content that they are taking in is not the same as their parents' generation. There is a sea shift going on, and it affects all of us in broadcasting. It affects radio, television. There is a change, and it's a demographic change. And so will there still be an audience? Yes. I mean, you go back to, vaudeville thought they were going to be put out of business by the movies. Well, there's still stage plays going on all the time. Right up the street from me, the Broadway shows are packed every night. So stage still works. Movies, great. They were going to be put out of by radio. Radio was going to be put out of business by television. The internet is going to put all of everything out of business. So it changes, but there's still an audience that remains. But will it be as big? Will it be as lucrative for the NFL? And when you follow the money, follow the advertising, and the advertisers follow the ratings. And so the ratings have been down, and not by a little. Not by a little. Here's some of the results from the weekend. Fox had the game which featured the New York Giants against the Philadelphia Eagles. Pretty good game. Fairly tight. Audience in New York and Philadelphia, two big television markets, the audience was down 16%. The Sunday night game with the Raiders and the Redskins, down 9% versus last week. And that game was down from the previous week. So far, we're watching the new season start off low and go lower. Raiders, Redskins down 9% over last week, 11% from last year. The problem about comparing some of these ratings is that they compare the third week of last year to the third week this year and watch them. But it is it's not the same teams, and it may not be the same kind of game. There may have been a blowout last week, and therefore not many people, you tune out going, oh my gosh, this is boring. One team's beating the other team by 42 to nothing. What's there to watch? So you get in to try to compare week to week. I get it. But you also have to compare what was the score, who were the teams that were going against each other. The NFL said a week ago that because of this, they were worried. So what they did was they stacked more competitive teams in bigger markets against each other in the beginning of the season. And they still saw their ratings tumbling from week one to two and now from week two to three. So we've got a Monday night game tonight, and I can predict that the ratings probably will be lower. The other thing you've got going behind this is the NFL used to protect their brand very, very carefully. And every team had to abide by every rule, and it was well thought out about marketing and everything else. Now we've got different teams doing different things. They're not all protesting the same way. Some of them are not protesting at all. Some of them are locking arms. Some of them are not showing up on the field. Some of them are partially standing, partially kneeling. I mean, it's just some of them are giving the fist in the air. Others are doing nothing. So it's a mixed bag. And the NFL has lost control of this thing, totally lost control of it. Game in London, it was Jacksonville versus Baltimore. They protested over there as well. Phone number here is 855-295-6600. A deeper thought. What are they talking about at the conference room at the NFL right now over on Park Avenue? Because, I mean, they got to look at this. This is a big business, and it brings in a ton of money. They've got to be scratching their heads on this one. What does the demographic of the young male, under 100,000 income, what does that person think about all of this? Phone number is 855-295-6600. This is the crowd that generationally about gay marriage, the old guys were, old gays, I'll tell you. The young people were going, who cares? I'm fine with it. I have lots of gay friends. There is truly a sea change going on out there, generationally. Marijuana is another one. The old guys are, the young people are going, who cares? Maybe the young demographic that follows football closely doesn't really care about football, which would be a bad thing for the NFL. Phone number is 855-295-6600. Let's get Chris in here from Wilmington, Ohio. Hello, Chris.
Yeah, can you hear me?
I sure can. Welcome.
All right. I got a different point of view on the whole thing. I was in the Marine Corps Infantry, active duty, and
thank you.
The president is the commander-in-chief.
Yes.
Of all the military.
Right.
And they're being disrespected by these NFL players, and he stands up to them. My hat's off to him, and I'd do anything to have a commander-in-chief like that when I serve.
Can I ask you a demographic question? How old are you?
42.
42. Well, you're a football fan, I take it.
I have a tattoo on my right arm of the Oakland Raiders.
Okay, you're a football fan. What? So what are you doing about it? Are you watching? Are you boycotting?
I might have to get it sandblasted off my arm.
I hear that hurts.
Can I give you a quick analogy on this whole thing?
Sure.
If you're sitting in church and you're listening to your preacher, and a salesman comes in and he takes over and comes up to the podium and he starts pushing, trying to sell some kind of amazing product, is that the right place or right time to do it?
Nope.
People are going to be mad.
Yeah.
So
and they won't.
He can sell it after the sermon, but you got to have the right time and the right platform.
And the people in the pews won't buy the product no matter what.
Right. And these players get fined if they don't talk to the media or anything else. But yet, when they have a chance to talk to the media, they're not saying what they're protesting or anything else. They just want to sit and disrespect all of my buddies that have died for this country.
I agree with you.
So,
no, I'm right there with you, and I think you...
That's a different point of view.
I know. I think you have the most... I think you have the common point of view. I think you, sir, are the one that typifies... You're typifying most young American males. And
the people think that Donald Trump is a racist. I don't think he's a racist. I think he's standing up for blue, brown, green, any kind of color that is in our military right now. He's standing up for every one of them.
Yep. And there's people appreciated in this country.
Disrespecting them.
Yeah.
Making millions of dollars disrespecting them.
Chris, thank you.
The guy from Pittsburgh that came out, Mike Tomlinson, wanted to be mad at him because he went out by himself.
Yeah, he was also a guy who served in the military as well. Hey, Chris, I got to take a hard break, but thank you for your service and thank you for your call. I think you are where most people are. Not everybody. We'll be right back. Don't go away. My name is Tom Sullivan.
Unpredictable. Unprecedented. Undeniably. Tom Sullivan.
Well, looky here. We've got ourselves an interesting little story piling up. Jackie says the marketplace will eventually speak. She attaches an article that is the NFL number one selling jersey at the NFL store. Whom might it be that is the number one jersey? No. Producer Andy had to take three guesses. You know, he actually never got it right. The number one is Alejandro Villanueva, the one and only Pittsburgh Steeler, who was a graduate of West Point, former Army Ranger, all kinds of battlefield awards. He went out on the field and held his hand over his heart with the national anthem. His jersey is the number one selling jersey at the NFL store today. So Jackie's right. The marketplace will speak. I think the NFL should be concerned. I think they're going to see a drop in audience. You cannot go around insulting half of your audience, and in this case, maybe more, 70%. And expect them to continue to open up their wallets and spend their money on you, your music, your movies, your football team. I think what we'll see first more than anywhere else is that you may still see locally, your television market will still show great results maybe for your local team. If you have an NFL team in your town, they'll probably still be very popular in your town. But when the national games come up, people tune out. Let's talk to Sheldon in Kansas City. Hello, Sheldon. Welcome.
Hey, Tom.
Hi.
Hey, you know what? I just find it interesting how people get so emotionally triggered. Like they're turning into the leftists or something. They just get so triggered over a person taking a knee. It's just almost become a comical.
Well, they take it as an insult. Different people take it different ways, but yeah, everything, you know, I don't know what it is that bugs you, but is it the old expression about, you know, push somebody's buttons? We all have buttons. And this is a button right, that bothers people.
The guy earlier said, well, they never want to talk about why they're upset. Well, the people in the know why they're sitting. I mean, everybody sure. knows.
Kaepernick
come
also
out trying to argue.
Yeah, Kaepernick made it very clear with the post game news conferences exactly why he was doing what he was doing. There's no question about
to try to come out and argue with somebody like the last caller is useless because they have a one track mind. And the other person has a one-track mind, they're just going to butt their head. So it's meaningless with people like that. Now, I wanted to talk about how the Pentagon and the Department of Defense had a contract with the NFL. And the whole thing is to create this patriotism, almost like this Germany 1942, to keep these wars, this constant wars going on. You have to keep the morale of the people going up. You have to worship the troops, and you can never say anything bad about them. And that's the problem they had, the PR problem they had in Vietnam is they couldn't keep it up, is they couldn't keep, you know, everybody was bashing them, saying that what you're doing is wrong, you're invading this country. And
right.
And what we're doing in Iraq is the same thing, and they have to keep the morale up of the people and the masses. And it's basically brainwashing. You know, before too long, we're going to be at a bingo game, and they're going to play the national anthem. I mean, it's gone absolutely bonkers. You go to a baseball game and they play the national anthem beginning, and then the seventh inning they play God Bless America. I mean, it's just silliness. It has nothing to do with the game, in my honest opinion.
Well, there are traditions in our country, and secondly is a lot of people take it like the former Marine who took it as an offensive swipe about his service. And I will tell you this, I think a lot of us do thank the 1% of the country that does sign up and serve in the military. And your point about, and I did it last year, I couldn't believe that the whole business about bringing the flag out and having the troops out there was paid for by the Pentagon, which I thought was cheesy on the part of the NFL to even charge for it. If you think it's propaganda, okay, but I think it's called respecting some of the traditions in our country. But you got your point in. I'm sure you're not alone, but I think you're in the minority. I don't know. What we'll find out. The marketplace will speak.
From New York City to the world, Tom Sullivan.
So Jim Gray, he's been around the sports business, sports broadcasting for a long time. Jim says that Donald Trump made the protests bigger and that fans, he made it bigger by commenting on it.
Now what you have is you have a divide. This had basically died down and gone away. Colin Kaepernick is out of the league. You had four players before last weekend who were participating in these type of protests until mm-hmm. President Trump made his speech on Friday night.
True, but it wasn't dying down, Jim. It was still there. It's just this was, I think, a lot of protests against the president calling them SOBs. Phone number is 855-295-6600. Bo, waiting patiently. Thank you, Bo. Welcome. You're on the Tom Sullivan Show.
Thank you for having me, Tom.
You bet.
I'm sorry I have to call whenever I have to disagree with you.
Most of the time, that's fine.
I do, but whenever I call, I disagree with you.
That's all right. What are you disagreeing with me on?
Well, you had said that the president shouldn't have given his opinion. I think he should for just one reason, and I do agree with you that it's not presidential. It's not something you typically hear from, you know, a president or what you'd want to hear.
He's not typical. Then that's the thing. He says stuff that no president would ever say. So that's just him.
True. And what I told your screener was that sometimes you have to fight fire with fire. And so someone like me, I've been sitting on the sidelines for a very long time just watching these kind of things play out and always hearing, quote unquote, my side take the higher ground, not do this, not do that, not do this, not do that. And so far, the only person I've heard, you know, express my points as vocally and as openly and as, you know, reaching as many people as, you know, he can has been Donald Trump. And I know that you've spoken out against certain things that I agree with, but when Trump does it, he reaches everybody. He has a bigger audience, and he's basically expounding on things that a lot of us that put him in office agree with. Now, when it comes to the football thing, I don't look at it as a racial component or a disrespect to the flag component, because I went to school having to say the Pledge of Allegiance. There was a few Jehovah's Witnesses in my classes that didn't stand up for the Pledge of Allegiance, and it wasn't because they weren't patriotic. It was a religious aspect. And so I think in that respect, the very people that are complaining about these guys not standing up right now would support the religious freedom if it was the other way around. You know what I mean?
I think you're right. Yes. Yeah.
And so in that respect, I look at this as more as these people that are in the limelight always tend to think that they are above normal societal norms. You know, things that people do on a day-to-day basis that create civility. And they think because they are in the limelight that they can do things that you or I can't. Or maybe you can because you're in politics and you're on the radio, so you can express your opinion. But I can never do what these guys do at work. That goes back to the other thing you were talking about, that, you know, this isn't a First Amendment issue. I don't, or, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
This isn't about, you know, being able to have free speech and things like this. This is more about doing it in a place that's inappropriate. And I agree with their last caller that had mentioned something about, would you do this in church? Would you try to sell somebody this in church? And yes, there's a time and place for everything. And at a game where people are trying to escape day-to-day life is not the place to bring this stuff up. So I think in the end, Trump is going to gain more support with this than he will, you know, lose support.
I'm right there. I agree with you 1,000%. He is speaking what a lot of people are thinking in this country, and it's way beyond his base. This is something that a lot of people take seriously. I found the caller from Kansas City was Sheldon, was very interesting guy, because he says there's a point in there where I kind of agreed with him about I can't stand phony patriotism, people that where, you know, that pretend like they're really caring about our country and the flag and everything else when they really don't. So be honest and be truthful. But I think there's a lot of people in this country who are genuine 100% patriots. They love our country. They love our military. They do not like this for that reason. They think it's a disrespect to the flag, our nation, the military, whatever it might be. And so what's interesting about this protest and what makes it very difficult for the NFL is you've got people that are thinking it's because of the country, because of the flag, because of the military, because of whatever, because there's racism, because there's, you can go down the list, and there's people on both sides of the issue that are mad at the NFL right now. So the NFL has created this vacuum for themselves by not taking any leadership on this and cracking down and saying you must attend. There's a rule that says they must attend on the sideline.
Yes, sir, they have.
But there's yes, but sir, apparently in their contract play, in their contract they apparently can behave like this and they will not get fined. What's your comment on that sideline
rule?
Well,
I agree with their contract thing, by the way. I mean, contract's a contract.
That's, yeah.
You know, it is what it is. But my other point is these same people that are suggesting that, you know, they have every right to say what they want to say. They have every right to do this in a public display that basically offends everyone. are the same people that are not allowing people to speak at UC Berkeley right now. You know, a lot of these conservative people are trying to speak at UC Berkeley, and they have to get all kinds of security.
Right.
They've
right.
got protesters out there saying, you're not welcome. What you have to say is not important. And for that to be the case makes this a double standard for me. And this is another reason I'm mad about the situation, not necessarily because they're disrespecting the flag or because it has anything to do with race, because there's an element of hypocrisy here that I just can't seem to get over. And it drives me nuts, Tom. It really does.
Because the conservative speaker, you're saying the conservative speaker should be given the right to speak at Berkeley, which is a public institution. But you want the football player to have the same right as the conservative speaker to speak out. I am with you. It's just not on the job, not in the company property, not in the company uniform.
No.
That's my complaint.
My point is the ones that are saying it's okay for guys like Colin Kaepernick to do it at the workplace are the ones saying it's not okay when it is appropriate, when they actually plan this event. They're the ones saying get the hell out of town, yet they think it's okay in this other setting. That's my point.
I got
you. These people have no right. That's my point about the element of hypocrisy. I can't take these guys seriously, Tom, and it's hard to look at and watch the news and watch them support this kind of, I'm not sure what you call it, but it baffles me sometimes to sit here, and I scratch my head and I wonder, and the best I can do is go say, I guess it is what it is.
Best
I can do, Tom, and I'll tell you what, I'm boycotting football. I'm not watching it anymore. I'm just sick of it. Until they get their act together, I'm done.
Do you think that the NFL executives are concerned about this? Long-term.
I believe they are. I don't think they know where the hell to go. I think right now they're chasing their tail like a really confused dog, and they have no idea what to do. And I think if they're smart, they'll go with their pocketbook, like he always suggests, follow the money. Who has the money? Their customers. And their customers right now aren't very happy with them, so there you go.
No, but I think what they thought the smart thing to do would be to come out and say, we're for free speech, we're for backing these players, we give them, that's fine with us, they can go ahead and do whatever they want to do out there. They probably thought that you and I would like that.
That's what they get for thinking.
I think it is. So the problem is,
that's what they get for thinking. They're thinking what is based on what the media says. I think there's an element of that, and I think they do based on what the popular trend in TV and that environment is. And so they make these decisions not realizing, hey, like you said, and like other callers have said, you're insulting half your clan, your client base.
Yeah,
you know, if not more. And to me, I'm not buying another product that has to do with the NFL until they get their act together. Period.
I don't blame you.
Fed up with it. And it is for other reasons other than race and disgracing the flag. It's personal reasons.
Don't blame you. Bo, I got to take the break, but I'm glad you called. I appreciate it very much. Phone number here is 855-295-6600. The NFL, the executive offices are on Park Avenue in New York. I don't think they're in touch with the rest of America.
Connect and engage with Tom Sullivan. On air, online, on demand.
I just think that this is... They've got a problem on their hands. Like I said, it's not just this business about, you've got people on both sides of the, well, on many sides of the issue, protesting the NFL, boycotting the NFL. You've got the concussion issue coming along. You've got a bunch of moms of little kids that are not going to let them play, or dads too. I think the NFL future has some real question marks on it. Oh, it'll be around. It just may not be anywhere near as big. Their heyday may have been already behind them. 855-295-6600. Marcellus in Saginaw, Michigan. Hello, Marcellus.
Hey, Tom. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
You know what, Tom? Here's where I stand on this. I served 24 years in the military.
Thank you, sir.
I'm God, and I believe in God and country. I volunteered. I served over in Iraq in Desert Storm. I was almost killed in that missile that landed and killed those people in the warehouse. I was only a matter of feet away from it.
Whoa.
I think what's happening here, and I'm patriotic, but if they ask me to come again, I will fight again if I have to. But I don't think this is this. It wasn't about patriotism, about disrespecting the flag. This is my opinion. It's not about disrespecting the flag or disrespecting the country, the national anthem, because it says land, you know, the free and the brave in there. Kaepernick
right.
kneeled because he felt that Black Lives mattered, and,
right.
and that was his. And it might have, for him, it could have been the wrong time for him to do it, but that's what his whole point was. I wish that the country had stood up and understood where he was coming from when he kneeled and did that instead of everybody want to throw him under the bus. They should have heard him and say, you know, he didn't have any, he don't have, it's a shame when I have to start telling my son when they get ready to go out, make sure if a policeman throws his light on you, have your driver's license, your registration, your insurance card, everything in your hand when you walked up to that car. Then it got to the point that I had to say, if the policeman stopped you, have your cell phone out so we'll know what happened. That was a shame. Everybody should have, the country should have stood up for that, but they didn't. And the thing that really, I think, ignited this whole thing was, and I respect the office of the White House. I respect the presidential office. But for my president to get up and say, fire every one of those SOBs, his language, and the way he did it, and he did it so proud and without realizing what he said, which he does all the time, SOBs.
Right.
Do you know what that means? You know, as the president of the United States, to say it and say it the way he said it, how can I be proud of my president? How can I?
Oh, you don't have to be. I think you said it right. You don't have to be proud of the man, but you have to, but I think you're right in saying I respect the office. Let me read something to you if I can, Marcellus. This is Colin Kaepernick. This is from last year. They asked him why did you take the knee? And he said, "I am not going to stand up to show pride in a flag for a country that oppresses black people and people of color. To me, this is bigger than football, and it would be selfish on my part to look the other way. There are bodies in the street and people getting paid leave and getting away with murder." So it was, he talked about the flag. He used the national anthem as his moment, but he was talking about oppression of black people by police. And it wasn't about the Army or the Marines or anybody else. It was about police. The black
right.
Black versus police issue was his thing. That's what it really came down to. So there's a lot of police groups that don't want to participate in the security of the stadium because of that. I get that. Totally get it.
You know what? But it's not all policemen, though. Let's get that straight. But I understand them being united in what they believe in, too. But if what Kaepernick and the NFL... I mean, and the NFL did as far as taking a knee or unifying themselves about the fact that, you know, they feel like, I mean, the country, a lot of people in this country feel like the flag was disrespected. Why can't they feel the same way as being the White House is being disrespected by the man who's the president of the White House, who has no respect for the White House? Why don't they feel angry about that?
I think people do. You look at the approval ratings.
But you don't hear them saying it. You don't even hear people saying anything. You know, they've even cut his language out. All they're talking about now is the flag, the disrespect for the flag.
Right.
And that.
Yes, yes,
they
yes.
They forgot that he said what he said representing the White House, the things that he said representing the White House. He even disrespect the White House. He thinks the White House is beneath him. I can't understand. He is the president. He is my chief. He is the chief of the Army.
I understand, but I got to tell you something. I think that he speaks in a way that a lot of people like because of the fact that he doesn't sugarcoat, and they're tired of phony politicians. And this guy, whether you agree with him or not, is he tells it straight. He's exactly right from his heart.
I think he's speaking for his 32 or 34% thing.
Probably
speaking for them.
Yeah.
That's the loudest you hear. That is the loudest you hear.
Yes.
Whenever he says something that's nonsense, that shows disrespect for the White House, those are the people you hear the most. Those are the loud people you hear. I don't know why, you know, why do they feel that way? If they love this country, you have to respect the White House. And we have to put a man, we have a man in the White House who,
well,
we have to respect for the whole
yeah,
country.
But there are so many corrupt politicians that have been in various offices in Washington, D.C. People are
he's almost beginning to make me think he's a part of it, because I don't have a problem with a person getting up there speaking their mind, but I'm a veteran and I love my country, but don't disrespect the White House. That's why I draw the line.
All right.
You can say what you want to, but don't disrespect the White House as the president.
Yeah. Well, I hear you loud and clear, Marcellus, but I don't think he's going to change. So we'll find out what people do when they have somebody else to match him up against and see if they vote for him again or not. But I got to get out of here for the top of the hour break. But Marcellus, thank you for your service. Thank you for your phone call as well. So there you have. We could go on, but I've got other things we got to get to today. But there are so many different angles. Disrespect the president is disrespecting the White House. The people are not getting the police versus young black males in this country. There are disrespecting the national anthem, disrespecting the flag, disrespecting our military. There's so many people that are offended for all kinds of different reasons. I think the NFL has a mountain of trouble ahead of them. Take a short break. We have much more. Stick around.